Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Siftes. We are on the second to last line on page Reish Mem Aleph, which is the page following 480. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Bona itzdobo lomata itzalakosa lomato migova asara. You have two chatzeros that are separated by a wall, and you want to be able to maybe make an Erev together between the two chatzeros, or to make use of the wall on top. So the Mechaber says if you build a little platform down below next to the wall to lower the height of the wall from 10 tefachim, so im yesh ba arba orech b'meshach ha-kosel u'boletes arba'a. If the dimensions of the itztaba are basically 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so moel lehishtamish b'chol ha-kosel, that will allow you to make use of the entire area on top of the wall. Aval eino choshev kepesach lo'orev yachad, but it will not be considered an opening to make the two chaseros allowed to make an eruv together. Ad shiyagia l'rosh ha-kosel, unless this platform goes all the way up to the top of the wall. V'im ein ba arba al arba, if this itztaba does not have the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, eino moel afilu lishtamesh kenegdo, then it will not only will it not help to use the whole wall on top, it will not even allow you to use the area across from where the itztaba is. So says the Mishabura Sekotan Ayintas, bona itztaba. Avol, im lo nischaber lakarka mi'er Shabbos lomahani. If this itztaba was not attached to the ground from before Shabbos, it will not help. To have a dover hanito b'Shabbos ve'eino mamato, because then it's considered something that can be moved on Shabbos, and it will not be considered lowering the height of the wall. Sifkotan pei. We said the itztaba has to have dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Tehainu, shehi arba tefachim al arba tefachim. Ule'inyan gova, in terms of the height, mashma da'afilo kosho sagi. It's mashma, even any height will be good enough. Kimo b'samach sifyud, like we'll see shortly in sifyud. Kol shen nismait ayidei zeh ha-kosel me'asara tefachim imenu ulumalo. So long that from the height of the itzba, from the top of the itzba to the top of the wall will be within 10 tefachim. So that's all we need. So we have no minimum in terms of the height, as long as it accomplishes what it wants to accomplish. But the dimensions, length by width, have to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Then it will be moel hishtamish b'chol ha-kosel, so kodem pe aleph, v'halos aleha miklei abayis. You would be allowed to bring on top of the wall vessels that start of Shabbos in your house. Shaharei noach lalos derach aleha al rosh ha-kosel. Since you have the itztaba that makes the height from the itztaba to the wall less than 10 tefachim, so it's easy to go up onto the top of the wall. How will the aim in menor larosh go vasara? Since from the itzaba to the wall is not going to be 10 tefachim. The chol zekeshalo osa itzaba rak echad bitzido. That which I will be allowed to use the top of the wall because I made an itzaba to lower the height 10 tefachim is only if I made the itzaba alone and the person on the other side of the wall did not make an itzaba. Avalim gama sheni osa kein mitzara sheni. But if the other person made an itzaba on the other side as well, so nasa hakosa lishneam tashmisho benachas. That makes both of them have easy use on the top of the wall. Vishuv chozrin va'osrin zel zel lishamish b'kosel. Then they answer each other again. So the only way it's going to work is if one side makes this itztaba, that will allow that side to use the top of the wall. But if they both make it, so then it's easy use for both of them and they answer each other. But the Mechaber said, even though the itztaba that lowers the height from the top of the itztaba to the wall to be less than 10 tefachim, and the dimensions of the itztaba, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, allows you to use the entire top of the wall, but the Mechaber said it does not make it considered a pesach to make an eruv together. Sekotan pebe is hainu, afilu asa kein gam mitzad hasheni, even if the other side of the wall has an itztaba as well, it will not be considered a pesach to allow these two areas to make an eruv together. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, on page Reish Mem Aleph, about six lines up from the bottom, Va'ayin be'evan ha'ozer shetama gamkein al ha'tur v'shulchan aruch. The Evan ha'ozer also wonders about this psak of the Mechaber. Lama sosmu kein l'halocha she'enu mo l'orav yachad. Why do they write stam that it doesn't help to have an itztaba on both sides to allow them to make an eruv together? It's like a pesach between the chatzeros. Ube'emes rov ha'poskim sosmu bazel l'hokel. Most poskim come out that this is lenient. You can make an eruv together. And they say the kavanas hagemaruhu afil inyan la'ariv yachad, that is considered lowering the height and making it a pesel that they could make an erev together. Kepirish ribalatosos halohema harambam ukemoshem huva bebeis Yosef arashba. He brings out many rishonim that hold this. And if you turn the page and you look at the last line of the Bi'ar Lacha, which is the first line of the Bi'ar Lacha on 482, he writes v'alkein b'shas atchak yesh lismoch lahokel bazeh. In a pressing situation, you can go l'kula. So even though the Mechaber says if an istaba on both sides will not allow you to make an erev together between the two chatzeros, but l'maisa, many Rishonim say it's okay. And therefore, b'shas atchak, the Bi'ar Lacha comes out that it would be okay. Sivkotan pe gimel. So we said that you cannot make the erev together in the Mechaber until the istaba goes all the way up to the top of the wall. It's lav dafka that has to go all the way to the top of the wall. It could be within three tvachim of the top. The canal besivches l'inyan sulam, like we saw earlier in sivches l'gabi a ladder, we would say lava to the top. Sivkotan peidalin. If the dimensions of the itzva are not four tvachim by four tvachim, we said it does not even help you to use the area of the wall connected to itzva. Sivkotan peidalin the kol shekein the b'chola kosel aser. So not only can you not use, you can't use the area across the istaba, certainly you can't use the rest of the wall. Ve'atam, the reason is, l'fish she'ein noach lamod aleh l'shtamish. Since the istaba is so narrow, it's not easy to stand on it and use the wall. U'kaman delay sadam, and therefore we view it as if it's not there. Ve'ein odome l'hanizkar le'el b'sivches. It's not similar to the case in sivches where you lower the height of the wall. In that case, it's mutter al-koponim k'neged osu ha'mokam sh'nismayit. In that case, we said you can make use of the area that got lower than 10 tefachim. The hasam omid al gabe karko mishamish. There, the height of the wall was lowered, but you're standing on the ground. You're standing on strong ground, and therefore you can use it. Mashenkin hocha shetzar lamod al mokum katzar kazeh. It's very difficult to be standing on a small platform, and therefore it's much harder, and therefore it's keilu, it's not there. You're not even allowed to use the area right across in the itzaba on top of the wall that's less than 10 tefachim. Says the mechaber vayter siv yud. Kofa seifel sheyeshbo arbo al arbo'o. You flipped over some kind of vessel that has the dimensions of four tvachim by four tvachim. The gavoa kol shehu, and it has any height. Umiyet bo gavo me'asara, and that height lowers the height of the wall from the kli to the top to be 10 tvachim or less. So mutter lehishtamesh keneged hamiyut. In this case, you are allowed to use the area across from this seifel, as long as you attach it to the ground with some kind of tit. Now this is, as we'll see, the exact case that we just had in Sivtes. If you look at No. 59, he writes, the chiddush of this halacha, even though in all its details it's like the istaba that we just had, the Ritva explains, shekelim shechibrum lekarka mimatim meshira kosel, that kelim that you attach to the ground lower the height of the wall. Af sheim lo chibrum einam yecholim lemait afilu kashiyichdim lekach. Even though if you didn't attach them, it does not lower the height, even though you designated for that purpose. Ve'lo gozru behem chibur atu lo chibur. So the added point of this halacha, says the Ritva, is that it has to be, if it's a kli, attached to the ground and can be considered part of the ground. Says the Mishabura Pehe, Kofa Seifel, Somuch Lakosel of Besoshosh Tvachim, right next to the wall, within three Tvachim of the wall, Vachain Lamal in the Itzvah, same case as above in the Itzvah, it also has to be right next to the wall, within three Tvachim. Sivkotan Pevav has to be Arwal Arba, Hakol Dino Kamol Lamal in the Itzvah. It's the exact same halacha as we had earlier in Sivtes by the Itzvah. The Alkein, and therefore is Kimu Achronim. Therefore the Achronim will agree. The Masha Kosav Keneged Hamiut. That which the Mechaber over here says you can use the area Keneged Hamiut, it's a toh sofer, it's a mistake. V'tzarach lomer afilu shelo Keneged Hamiut. It really means to say you can use the whole wall, because if it's 4x4 tfachim, we just saw by the case of the Itzba, if it lowers the height, that gives you rights to use the entire wall. So that is a toh sofer over here. It's the same din as Siftes. Sivkotan peizayin shechaberna betit. The only criteria is that this seifel has to be attached with tit. Chibur yofel la'aretz. It has to be attached well to the ground. Sheyefsher l'shomto ad sheyachbur bedeker. That you would not be allowed able to move it unless you dug with a shovel. Sha'oz eefsher litlo misham b'shabbos. And that would make it that you can't move it on Shabbos. V'af al pi sha'oz litlo achar Shabbos mutter. Even though you plan on moving it after Shabbos, it's still going to be mutter. Aval ima tit munoch kach al ognov hakfuyim la'aretz. But if the kli is flipped over and you have the tit just covering over on the the lip of the kli that slipped over, but it's not attached to the ground, mutar litlo lahaseifel b'Shabbos. Then you are allowed to move the kli on Shabbos. V'afal pish and nizos memela atit. Even though automatically the tit is going to be moved by moving the kli, that's still going to be mutar al silchos Shabbos to have a tiltel menatzad velo shmei tiltel. That's tiltel menatzad. You're not touching the muktzah. You're not moving the muktzah. So that would be mutar. V'chol davar anitul b'Shabbos einu mamait. Anything that could be moved on Shabbos is not considered lowering the height, and therefore it has to be dafka attached to the ground. Just flipping it over and putting some dirt or tit on top of the lip of the kli will not help. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Yud Aleph, Bona Itzdaba Al Itzdaba. You built one Itzdaba on top of another Itzdaba. Im Yesh B'Tachtona Arba Al Arba. If the bottom Itzdaba has dimensions of 4x4. Oim Ein Ba Arba Al Arba. Or if the bottom one does not have 4x4. V'Yesh B'Al Yona Arba Al Arba. But the top Itzdaba has 4x4. V'Ein Ben Zola Zol Shol Shol Tfachim. And you don't have between them three Tfachim. So Mahani Lahatir L'Ishtamei Shalav. Then it helps to be Matir to make use on top of the wool. Avalo Mahani L'Mahave Pesach L'Arev Yachad. But it will not help to make it a Pesach, to make an Erev together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Peiches Bona. Samuch Lakosel. Again, next to the wall, you made a double level. It's the Zolam Alam Izu, one on top of the other. V'yesh Avir B'Neim. There's airspace between them. Sif Katan Peites. If it's B'Tachtona Arba'al Arba'a. Da'oz Hi Atzma Materes L'Shamish Alakosel. If the bottom one is 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and that itself lowers it from 10, so that itself is matir, the use on top of the wall. The afal pi she'ein l'malim menekulim, if there's nothing on top of it. Ukedul el b'siftes, like we just learned in siftes. V'day you should know. The ba'inan she'hei ataltona al koponim b'sol shlosha tvachim samuch l'oritz. You need the bottom itzvah to be within 3 tvachim of the ground. The ilav hochi yahavi b'chlal miut ba'avi v'lo shmei miut. Otherwise, it's just considered like a miut in the air, which doesn't help. It has to be a miut that makes it as if the ground is raised. So the bottom itzla has to be within 3 tvachim of the ground. Sivkotan sadi. If the bottom one is not 4x4, but the top one is 4x4, and they're within 3 of each other, that's going to be okay. Durot salom, where it means to say, da'oz mitzarfinon lo gamho itzla tartona. If they are within 3 tvachim of each other, we join together the two itzlabas. Tahave kilovud. Because then it's like lovud ukiitzdaba achas damya, and it's like one itzdaba hamaschelas min haaretz that goes from the ground kitzara milamata ruchavla milamata. It's one itzdaba that's more narrow on the bottom and it widens as it goes higher. Avol im hayu ruchokim zemizes shloshet tvachim. If there was a space between the two itzdabas of 3 tvachim, so ein hal yona levad materes. Then the top one alone will not be matir the top of the wall. Afshar rechava arba arba, even if it has dimensions of 4x4, daha omedes ba'avir, because that's a lowering in the air. It's not considered connected to the ground. V'hatatona smucha l'aretz ein yochol lahatir daha leis ba'arba arba, and the bottom one's not able to help because the bottom one, as we said, is not 4x4. You're really relying on the top one, but if it's not within 3, it's considered just a lowering in the air, which does not help. Sivkotan sadi aleph. So if you have either the bottom one 4x4 and it lowers it from below 10, or you have the two together that are within 3 of each other, that will allow you lishtamesh alav ala kosel. Sivkotan sadi aleph, that will allow you to make use on top of the wall. Sharei eina kosel l'malo meha itzdaba gavo asar tvachim. Because then the wall is not going to be 10 tvachim above the itzdaba. Umari sha'oso ha itzdabos rak mitzad echad. Here again, we're talking about where the itzdabos were only made on one side of the wall. Because if they were made on the other side of the wall, they're going to ask for each other. Kamosha kasadnu le'el b'sivkotan pei aleph, like we saw before, in sivkotan pei aleph. But it will not allow you La'orev yachad, even if you did it on both sides. Rotzalom rafilu im yirtza lasos istabos mitzad hasheni gamkein. Again, this is the mechaber l'shitasa. We saw the bi'arlocha that it's a big machloka. It's not so pashit. But the same idea is going that with both sides, if you have the istabos, it will still not allow you to make an eruv together. Says the mechaber vayter sif yud veiz. Ziz hayotzei min hakosel. You have some kind of board that is sticking out from the wall. V'yesh bo arba'a al arba'a. And it has the dimensions of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. V'hiniyach olav sulam kolshehu. And you leaned against this board sticking out from the wall, any small kind of ladder. Mo'il lahatir lo tashmish hakosel. That will help to allow you to use the top of the wall. V'hu shalot tehe shliva hatartona gevoa min ha'aretz shlosha. As long as the bottom rung of the ladder is within 3 tvachim of the ground. V'lo yehi ben shliva l'shliva shlosha. And between each rung of the ladder has to be within 3 tvachim. V'hu sheyaniach hasulam al gav haziz. and the ladder has to be leaning bedafka against the board that's sticking out. But if the ladder is leaning against the wall, which is next to the board, that's not good enough. It has to be the ladder is actually leaning against the board. So again, you have a board sticking out, has dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. If you lean a ladder against it, as long as all the rungs of the ladder, including the bottom one, are within 3 tefachim of each other, so then it will be mutter. V'chol zman she'ein gavoa ha-kosel esrim tefachim, so long that the height of the wall is not going to be higher, it's not going to be 20 tefachim, so dai b'ziz echot shemanicho b'emtza. So if you don't have 20 tefachim, so one ziz in the middle is going to be enough. Sharei ein gavoa asar ad aziz, that would make it not 10 up until the ziz. Velo gavoa asara mimenu ad rosh hakosel, also would not be 10 tefachim from the ziz to the top of the wall. So if it's less than 20 tefachim, one ziz would be enough. The im hu gavoa esrim, but if the height of the wall is 20 tefachim, tzorich shnei zizin, then you would need 2 boards. Echad besoch asara hatachtonim, one within the 10 tefachim from the ground. The echad lemala mimenu, and one above it, besoch asara halyonim, within the 10 tefachim of the upper part of the wall. Shem hoya haziz gavoa asara, because if the ziz is going to be 10 tefachim off the ground, lo sagile besulam kolshu, then a regular small ladder would not help. And even when you have the 20 tefachim with the 2 zizin help, that will only help if they're not going to be zeh kenegezeh, one right on top of the other. It has to be that they're side by side, shiroi lahatil sulam mizeh lazeh, that you can make a ladder going from one board to the other board. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Tzadi Gimel. So you have a ziz hayotzi min hakosel besoch asara tefachim samach la'aretz, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. Sivkodan sadi dalvihi niyach alav, you place under the ladder. Rotalomar sherosho ha'olyon shal hasulam samach al haziz. The top part of the ladder is leaning against the board. Sivkodan sadi hey, it could be a sulam koshu, rotalomar, shu sulam tsar. It could be a narrow ladder, she'ein machzik arba tefachim ba'ovei ha'shlivos v'lo rochav arba tefachim b'meshach ha'kosel. It doesn't have to have 4 tefachim in the length, it doesn't have to 4 tefachim in the width. That's what we mean by saying a sulam kolshu, any skinny ladder will be good enough. Mikol makom mahani, still will help. Kevan sheroi lalos olav lahaziz, havei ha'sulam dargo laziz, u'mitzarifim haziz, v'havei davar echad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it still helps, because since it's roi to go up to the ziz through the ladder is considered a dargos, like a stepping stool to get to the ziz, and therefore it can join together with the ziz, and it's all one thing, and it's considered lowering the height of the wall. Sivkotan sadivov lahatir lo tashmish hakosel, that will allow him to make use of the top of the wall. Avalas also pesach la'ariv yacharin amol, but once again the same idea, but to make it a Pesach that the 2 chatzeros can make an Erev together will not help. Ele im kein haziz hu bepachos mishosh tefachim l'rosh hakosel. Unless the ziz is all the way up within 3 tefachim from the top of the wall. V'hasheni osa gam kein kazeh me'ever hasheni. On the other side, did the same thing. Again, the Mechaber l'shitaso, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining it the same way we discussed in the last couple of Sifim, that we're going with the Shita, that the Beralocha says is a major machlokas, but even if you have both sides, if they don't go all the way up to the top, they can't make an Erev together. Sivkotan Sadi Zayin Shalotahei. So the Mechaber said that this is going to be good as long as Shalote Shliva Tatona Gavom and Ar Shlosha. It can't be that the bottom rung is more than 3, has to be less than 3 tefachim from the ground. The Imru Choka Shlosha Tefachim and Aretz Havimir Ba'avir. Because again, if it's going to be 3 tefachim or more from the bottom rung to the bottom, to the ground, that will be considered a lowering of the height in the air, which does not help. Sivkotan Tzadi Ches. We also said, Velo Yehei Ben Shliva L'Shliva Shlosha. You can't have within the 3. It can't have between any rungs more than 3 tefachim. It has to be less than 3 tefachim. Sha'oz nasa haziz im kol hashlivos hakol echad. If they're all within 3 of each other, so it makes the ziz and all the rungs into one thing. Uki'ilu itztaba acha sheyeshba arboa larboa milamala. And it's ki'ilu you have one big itztaba that has the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim on the top. Shemo elis, which helps afal pishak tzara milamata v'kanal b'sivir alav, just like we just had a case of itztaba gabi itztaba. If the top one was 4 by 4, the bottom one was not 4 by 4, they're within 3, so we view it as one itztaba. That's what basically we have over here. We have the ziz that's 4 by 4, and all the rungs of the ladder within three of each other. So it's like one big itzdabah that the top is four tvachim by four tvachim. Sifkotan saditas, we said in the Mechaber, it has to be that the ladder is leaning against the ziz, not against the wall next to it. Rotzalomar, sheyismoch rosh ha'olyon shel asulam baziz. You have to lean the top of the ladder against the board. Velo sheyismoch asulam lakosel eitzel haziz vitzido. You can't lean the ladder against the wall next to the ziz. Afilu imhu toch shalosh lahaziz. Even if it's in three tvachim, it's not good. Diimkein lohave ha Sulam Dagul Aziz. Again, we're trying to make the ladder being a stepping stool for the Ziz. It has to be connected in order to be its Darga. And if it's on the side, leaning against the wall, even next to it, within three tvachim, that's not going to be good enough. Sivkotan Kuf. We then said in the Mechaber, if you have a height of the wall of 20, so then you're going to have two Zizin. One within 10 from the ground, and one lamala mimenu besoch asora helyonim. Says the Mishaburas of Katon Kuf, v'sheyu bepachos me'asora tfachim v'tachton. It has to be within 10 tfachim from the bottom one. V'gam tzorach lazeh shnei sulamas. You also need, when you have the two zizin, you also have the two ladders. Echon min ha'oretz ad ziz ha'tachton. One from the ground to the ziz ha'tachton, which is within 10 tfachim from the ground. The echad min atachton el elyon, one from the bottoms is the top is, which are also within 10 tefachim of each other. Shem hoya haziz if katan kuf aleph, because if the ziz was over 10, it wouldn't be good. Rotzalomer sheim yagbia ziz atachton gavoa asar min aretz. If you raise the bottom board that's higher than 10 tefachim from the ground, v'chenim haziz elyon yachikeno asar tefachim yaziz atachton. Or if you raise the top ziz more than 10 tefachim away from the bottom ziz, lo sagile besulam koshu, then these skinny ladders will not help. Ela sheyiye b'mishcha arba tefachim, you need to have a stronger ladder, a wider ladder, like I discussed earlier in Simches, you'd have to have a wide ladder of four tefachim. We're discussing over here making use of these skinnier ladders, so then it has to be within 10 tefachim only. Sifkatan kuf, we said this whole etza of the shnei zizin is going to work as long as they're not right across from each other, meaning they're not one on top of the other. Says the Mishabura Kuf Beis, Ela Yu Mishuchim Zeh Mizeh, they should be drawn away from each other. Kedei Sheyeh Roi Lahamid Sulam Al Ziz HaTachton. That way you can lean a ladder from the bottom ziz to the top ziz. Ulusomcho B'Shipu Al Ziz HaElyon. You can lean the ladder on a diagonal from the bottom ziz to the top ziz. If one's on top of the other, it's going to be very difficult to get a ladder there that you're going to be able to use. So they have to be that they're a little bit drawn away from each other, that you can make a ladder going from one to the other. We will stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.